Okay, hello and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunn Wardner, and in this bonus episode, I'm going to be giving some top tips for mental health. But it's important that at this point I state I'm not a medical professional, I'm not a mental health professional, I am just a woman who had depression. And these are the things that I found helped me. So I hope that by sharing my experiences, that they in some way help you. The first one is therapy, counselling, talking therapy. I used to see it as a sign of weakness, or that I needed help just to live my life, to go and have any kind of therapy or counselling. And I remember somebody saying to me once, do you think you should go and speak to someone? And being so insulted at the idea that I needed to go and speak to someone. Are you mad? I was so upset on a couple of levels, mainly because I thought that person was washing their hands of me. But actually, it's singularly one of the best things that I've ever done for myself. I'm going to put some links in the show notes to the resources that are available. I can do the UK, and I will put some helplines, etc., for the US and other territories. But talking therapy, counselling is a lot more available and accessible than one might think. And you don't have to do it forever. You can try it for a little bit. You have to settle on the right therapist. I remember when I read Kelly Osborne's book, she talked about finding a therapist. And actually, one of the things she said is it's okay to say if you're not enjoying it, if you don't particularly get on with the person or don't feel like it's a good fit. I was extremely lucky. The counsellor that I was assigned to initially was incredible. And I spent 15 months working with her, and it was profound, to say the least. And then afterwards, I had a break and I had a different counsellor. And by the end of the third session, I had to say, I do not want to be in a room with that woman again. She is making me very, very angry, because she had a completely different approach. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is therapy is a really safe, brilliant resource if you are struggling with your mental health. It might not necessarily be that you're lucky and you fall on this incredible counsellor first session, but even the step of going is a really positive one. As I said, it's singularly one of the best things that I've ever done for myself in my life. And if you feel as though you need some help, or you need a safe space where you can talk, and your family and friends aren't able to give that because they have their own stuff going on, to be able to have an impartial person, it's transactional, is actually a very brilliant gift to give yourself, and an investment in you is never a poor investment. That's how I look at it. So I will put some links in the show notes. If you have been thinking about it or don't know where to start, I hope that some of those links will help you take those first steps. Or if you have ever thought that it means that it's a sign of weakness or a failing, then it's not. Please don't think it is. You actually feel so much better for having done it. So please, if you are struggling and haven't gone down that road, I would strongly encourage you to see what resources are available and accessible to you. The second thing that I found really helped, and it's something I'm not very good at sticking with, so I sort of say this guiltily, is meditation. And it's something that doesn't work immediately from the first session, but it's something that you have to stick with, and then you really begin to feel it. And what it does for me is, if my internal system is at DEFCON 1 or 2 the minute I wake up, meditating will take me down to a 4 or a 5. So that when I then go into the rest of my day, if something happens, I don't then immediately go back up to a 1. I kind of am like, okay, well, let's take this in our stride. And I really felt that when I was meditating for 26 Habits last summer. I was in a work situation that was very triggering, for want of a better word. It was just a very weird, bizarre experience. And I could feel myself getting angry all the time. And I just thought, well, this is ridiculous. This is just not helping me. So it actually was brilliant that 26 Habits coincided, because it really helped me kind of in those meetings go, peace and love, namaste, peace be with you, rather than, oh my God, do you not see what's right in front of you? They didn't. So what's the point? So the point I'm trying to make is meditation is a really positive step that you can do in 10 minutes every day. I've talked about it before I use Headspace. The Headspace app is so easy. Not only do you have the beginners to guide to meditation, but you have these packs. So you can do one to help you sleep. You can do one to help you with stress. You can do one to help you with anxiety. So it's worth navigating around, because there'll always be something. And some days, if I get back in the afternoon and it's been a challenging day, or I'm feeling a little bit out of kilter, I can go in and just do a very, very short kind of, even if it's just a breathing exercise. And it just means that I don't take that stress into my evening. It means I can almost like put a line between my work life and my home life, which is really, really nice. If you've never done meditation before, it's not easy. You might not nail it first off. It does take a lot of time and effort. But the first time you have that feeling where you come out of it and you go, oh, I did it, that's really powerful. I don't know why I keep falling out of the habit of doing it, but I do, and I get angry with myself for it. Them's the breaks. I think because it is cumulative, it's almost as if I can get away without doing it until I can't, if that makes sense. I don't know. If anyone else has got the same issue with meditation, please do email me and tell me if you've managed to overcome it, because I'd be really interested to know. If you don't particularly like... excuse me. Did I mention my cold? I think I did. If you don't particularly get on with guided meditations, then Adrian Michela on YouTube, Yoga with Adrian, she does these lovely YouTube videos where she just kind of talks you off the ledge, and she's got a very calming, chilled vibe. They're quite nice to just keep you company. But it's just biological, it's chemical. It takes your, by doing the deep breathing and by slowing down, it takes your body out of the fright or flight. So I would definitely encourage using meditation. And again, I will put the links to the apps, etc., in the show notes. Excuse me. Now, the third one is exercise. And the difficulty with exercise is that it can be kill or cure. And that is a real challenge, because exercise makes you feel better, but exercise feels impossible. And this manifested with me in that I went from running half marathons to barely being able to run 100 meters without having to stop. Because it's really, really difficult to describe. It was just a heaviness. And running's bouncy. Running's like, there's a lightness to it. Oh, YouTubers, you're going to love that. And I just couldn't do it. I felt like I had an emotional weight of like a dozen tons on my shoulders. And I couldn't do anything. I tried weight work, but that spiked my cortisol. Anyway, I'm droning on about that. But what I had to do is start from the beginning, and I would do gentle exercise. And so I started walking, and I would walk for an hour, and I'd manage something like 3 kilometers. So not very far, very, very slow. And I would come back and I would be drenched in sweat. I mean, I was walking up a hill, but it doesn't matter. Walk back down it again. And it was so far removed from running. And the idea of running a half marathon was just like, how did this body ever do that? But it's a start. And sometimes you have to just do that. And getting out, I made sure I walked outside. So I'd walk outside, fresh air, come rain or shine. And fresh air in the lungs is never a bad thing. Being out in nature, never a bad thing. And it might be for you that it's yoga. It might be that it's cycling. For me, it was walking, because that was free and easy. But it's just do something and be gentle and do it consistently. And then you'll work your way up. I'm now, where are we, 3 and a bit years later after hitting rock bottom. And I'm back to running 5K in half an hour again. Thank you very much. And I really appreciate it this time. First time I was doing it, didn't really be like, yeah, 5K. Now I'm like, yeah, 5K. Anyway, another resource is your doctor. And it's worth going and having a sensible conversation with your GP, medical practitioner, and be really honest about what is going on and let them guide you. They've heard it all before. I don't think you'll surprise them. So don't feel embarrassed. My experience when I went to my GP was that I was offered counselling and the suggestion of a prescription for antidepressants. But I was adamant that I didn't want antidepressants. And I didn't want antidepressants, not because I have any issue with them, I think they're fantastic, but because it was not a chemical situation that had got me to my position, I was very well aware that it was poor life choices and no coping mechanisms. And I wanted to work on those through the means available, which was counselling, rather than rather than take antidepressants, because that wouldn't fix those things. Because I'd come off those, I could still make really bad decisions and get back into toxic dynamics. So that was where my head was at. But I know many people who have been prescribed antidepressants, love them, wouldn't be without them, said it was the going on temporarily was a big thing. But whatever you decide to do, it is worth having a sensible conversation with your GP, because they might open up a dialogue with you that you hadn't realised you needed to have, or they might make suggestions that you didn't even know were available, or they might just make you feel comforted that they see this every day and actually this is completely normal. Because in this day and age, having depression, anxiety, all of those things are on the rise. So there is absolutely no shame in just going and saying to somebody, yep, this is actually happening, because there is no shame. Meditation, therapy, going to see your GP, and exercise. And they're my kind of four pillars, I would say. So the other tips that I have for you now are just nice things that you can do that may help in addition to those things. The previous four were actionable, practical, and very helpful. But these are things that you might want to look into as well. But they are kind of like supplements. And one of those is aromatherapy. If you can hear the tinkle of water in the background, it's because I forgot to turn off my diffuser before I hit record, and now I'm too lazy to go back and do it. But I, in my office, I have a diffuser, and it's currently pumping out Optimism from Neil's Yard Remedies. And when I first got the diffuser, it was all about women's balance and chilling me out. It's not going to fix you in a minute, but let's face it, if you couple meditation with an aromatherapy diffuser pumping out a relaxing oil that actually has an impact on your central nervous system, might amp up your meditation. So, and also it's just a nice comforting thing. Smell is, and the aroma and the fragrance is really pleasant. I think it's down to the individual whether you buy into it, but it is definitely something. If I'm having a stressful day, or if I think, right, I've really got to get work done in this office, and I work from home, and sometimes that can be, sometimes it's hard to get motivated, I will immediately put the diffuser on, put on a focus oil. Neil's Yard do these, and I'll put all the links in the show notes. They do an incredible one for focus, and I do definitely feel like when I do that, the step is saying, right, Emma, you mean business, but also maybe it's having an effect on my head and making me focus. So I do think aromatherapy is lovely. If you struggle to sleep, I turned my bedroom into a complete sanctuary. So there's nothing in there. It's just basically bed, no mess, and a diffuser with, and obviously like my dressing table with all my makeup and makeup brushes. But I also have a diffuser in the corner, and that pumps out a nighttime blend. Again, that's from Neil's Yard, because I just have really fallen in love with their aromatherapy oils. But they, the nighttime blend is absolutely divine, and no doubt about it, when I have that going, I sleep well. Again, it could be the action of doing it, like a nighttime ritual, which we'll come on to later, but I definitely see a difference. Yoga, and I'm going to mention lovely yoga with Adrienne on YouTube again, because she's just the best yoga teacher I've ever had. She's got such an amazing vibe, and her yoga videos are really, really gentle, and you spend a bit more time with her, and even her voice, you just think, yeah, it's going to be okay. It's going to be fine. Just chill out. The thing is, there's no use rolling out the mat and trying to do yoga if you're on the verge of a panic attack, or if you're feeling really anxious, because you're already too far gone by that point. So again, that's why I see it as a supplement. It's something that if you're working on all the other things, then you might be able to then get the benefits out of yoga. But there are some gentle beginner's exercises, and they're like 20 minutes. And again, a bit like meditation, they just help take those stress levels down a notch. That's what they really do. So I would definitely recommend, and it's on YouTube, so it's on your phone or it's on your tablet or it's on your TV if you've got YouTube on your TV. It's so easy, and as I said, the videos are so, so short. You can do something really quick and simple and effective. Great before bedtime as well. Excuse me, another one that I wanted to mention, but I'm kind of reticent because there's a cost attached to this one. It's diet. Now, 95% of your serotonin is created in the gut, is produced in the gut. And I'm going to try and gloss over this, but if stress and anxiety is giving you any kind of stomach issue, and that can be anything from bloating and constipation to the opposite end of the spectrum, then your ability to be able to produce serotonin, which is the feel-good hormone, is massively compromised. And it is an investment. In the UK, I had Eve Kalinick on the podcast, and I did it with her, but I had my gut analysed, and it was an investment, but it was a brilliant place to start. And there were some issues. I wasn't producing serotonin. Fact, there was no presence of growth of serotonin in my gut, and you only need to type in gut, and it is definitely over the last couple of years, the importance of gut health has never been so widely talked about. And I would really, really highly recommend, if you are able to make that investment, that it is one well worth making. It's not about diet, changing up your diet and suddenly eating clean. It's just about, if you can, invest in going and seeing somebody like Eve, or Eve if you're in London, because that was, again, another thing that I did early on. I kind of debated about whether to put it in my top that I see as being vitally important. I do, but there's a much bigger cost attached to it. So I will put links to resources in the show notes. It is, again, it's an investment in you, and I don't ever think an investment in you is a bad investment, but one has to consider the financial implications of things like that. So it's worth flagging up, but it might be something that just isn't realistic at this point in time, and I understand that. The final one is sleep. If your sleep is inconsistent or you're having bouts of insomnia, then I would say the best thing you can do for yourself is give yourself a routine. Be really strict about getting up at the same time and going to bed at the same time every day. And if you find yourself waking up at 2-3 o'clock in the morning, then don't put the lights on, don't check your phone, don't do anything differently. Just try and turn the pillow over and try and not move. And try and get that. It's hard. Lord knows I know it's hard. It's really, really hard. But if you can stick to the same getting up and going to bedtime, bodies like structure and routine. So eventually your body hopefully will respond. I also found intermittent fasting really, really helped with my quality of sleep and how long I was sleeping and how quickly I was falling asleep when I got into bed. That made a massive, massive difference. Sleep must really help. I really like the one from This Works. I also, sometimes if I'm struggling, I meditate before bed. Sometimes if I can feel that I'm not going to sleep well, it's because I'm a bit hot and bothered. I will go and have a cold shower. And although that is invigorating, it is also calming. So I try that. There are a billion techniques out there. I think the thing I'm just trying to say with all of these things, actually, is just make it a priority. And I think sleep is a very easy thing. Sleep, food, exercise, they're all things that you can kind of respond to emotionally. And maybe just sometimes we need them when we don't want them. So it's time to just kind of look at all of those things and see if there's anything that you're feeling you need any help with. If you feel that you're depressed, if you've been diagnosed with depression, if you have anxiety, if you feel like you've got anxiety, these are the things that I have used and continue to use that have really helped me. And I just thought it was important to put them all in one place with all of the links so that they were there, because they come up a lot in the show. And also, I hope it sparks discussion in the Facebook group. So go along and join that, because I know that we've had some people talking about just this in the group over the last few weeks. So that's it, just a little bonus episode. Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please do subscribe. Please do get in touch. I'm at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. I can also be contacted on DM, where I am at Emma Guns on Instagram and Twitter. And again, there's that Facebook group. All of the links, everything will be in the show notes. And it's been a pleasure. I'll see you on the next one.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.